From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The White House insists that U.S. President Donald Trump's surprise acceptance of a meeting with North Korean President Kim Jong-un by May resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that the administration made zero concessions and that the president is getting exactly what he wants, which is the opportunity for the North Koreans to denuclearize. Sanders on Friday was asked repeatedly by reporters where and when the meeting between Mr. Trump and Kim would occur. She answered that the details are under discussion and no decisions have been made as of yet. The Syrian army has reportedly splintered the rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta as it intensifies its three-week assault, David Doyle reports for Reuters.
The Syrian army advanced on Saturday into eastern Ghouta, the last major rebel stronghold near the capital, Damascus. That's according to a war monitor and Syrian state media, who said the army had managed to splinter the besieged enclave. Syrian state television broadcast footage from inside Misrata. Capture of that town and surrounding farmland brings important roads under Syrian army fire, effectively cutting the large rebel-held towns of Harasta and Duma off from each other. That's according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. A spokesman for Jaish al-Islam, one of the two main insurgent groups in eastern Ghouta, said rebels had repelled the Misrata attack. Eastern Ghouta has been besieged since 2013, but a relentless assault over the past 3 weeks has seen the Syrian army capture half of the territory, and it's estimated to have killed nearly 1,000 people.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration moved forward Saturday with plans to ban what's been called bump stocks. It's a device that enables guns to fire like automatic weapons, like what was used during last year's massacre in Las Vegas. The Justice Department took the incremental step of formally submitting to the Office of Management and Budget a proposal to prohibit the sale of those devices. On Friday, the National Rifle Association said it planned to sue the state of Florida for enacting gun control legislation that raises the minimum age to buy rifles from 18 to 21. NRA lawyers are asking a federal judge to block the new age restriction, arguing that it violates the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson canceled events in Kenya Saturday to take a break from a busy schedule. He is expected to resume activities on Sunday. After meeting Friday in Nairobi with the Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, Tillerson hailed the political reconciliation between Kenyatta and the opposition leader Raila Odinga as a positive step toward healing Kenya's ethnic and political divisions.
Both of these men showed great leadership in coming together in the agreement that they signed today. And the United States looks forward to supporting the process that was announced this morning to bring the country together and to address the various national divisions.
Both Kenyatta and Odinga met for the first time since last summer's contentious presidential elections to start what they called a joint push for national unity. The White House confirmed Saturday U.S. President Donald Trump will meet with regional leaders in Peru next month. It's a visit that will mark his first trip as president to Latin America. He'll meet with the Peruvian president, then join leaders of the summit of the Americas and the Peruvian capital of Lima. France and India have signed agreements intended to boost cooperation in the nuclear energy, space, and trade and defense sectors. French President Emmanuel Macron says that the contracts will be worth $16 billion. And also, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the ceremonial exchange of documents Saturday in New Delhi. Partial results released Saturday in the race for Sierra Leone's new president show no one has a strong enough majority so far to win Wednesday's polls as election observers criticized the country's police for intimidating opposition members before and after the vote. With results from 25% of polling stations from each of the country's 15 districts, the ruling All People's Congress Party candidate Samora Kamara is in the lead with 44.6%, but the presidential candidate needs more than 55% to be declared a winner. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.